This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So, gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Heyo. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Very hard to believe it's another week down and another episode of Knockout Radio coming to you from the dungeon in Tampa Bay. And Matt's still out on the road. Where are you today, Matthew?
Today, I am at the Empire Steakhouse in New York, or at 237 West 54th Street, right here in the Big Apple. Shout out to Adrian Cully for opening his steakhouse so I could do the show live from his bar.
Oh, A, awesome. B, tell him I'll be up there shortly, and I love steak.
He knows your name, he's ready for you, and there'll be a guitar playing serenade when you arrive.
Oh, that would be very, very cool. All right, so a couple things to discuss. First and foremost, let's run down today's celebrity guest list.
Okay.
Coming up momentarily, a good friend of ours, a good friend of the program, and he is going to provide a lot of pain on Saturday night, the return of Max Griffin.
Awesome. Love that guy.
Bottom of the hour, Cleveland's own, and now resides in Las Vegas, Jessica I.
Nice.
And then second hour, we will have both fighters from last night, Ricky Tercios and Dan Argueta. And one, and I know you didn't see it, but Dan made a comment last night, which I have asked this question to a lot of athletes. And to be honest, only one has ever said this. And that's where I got the question from. So we will discuss the comment. I don't want to give it away to you right now. The comment that he made last night that I originally heard many, many years ago from another UFC fighter, also former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Marcus Jones. So we'll talk to Dan about that. First and foremost, I'm supposed to be in Las Vegas. My plane was supposed to land around 9:30 Pacific Standard Time today.
Right.
I didn't get on the plane.
Where you don't have a mask or what?
No, I was told a couple days ago that I might want to root for Montreal in either Game 3 or Game 4, and I didn't quite understand what that meant. And then my brother told me, well, it was a surprise, I was going to wait, but we have tickets to Game 5.
Ah, so you can clinch it on home ice in Tampa Bay.
You know, I know that people are upset at me because I said I was rooting for Montreal. I wanted them to come home. I wanted to go to the game. I thought it would be cool to be there tonight when they win the cup. I've been there one other time, and I left as soon as the game was over, when I had credentials, when I could have gone into the locker room, when I could have drank out of the cup. I didn't do it. So that's the plan tonight. But Tampa's mayor said some things that has really caused an uproar. We'll get to that in the next segment, because pain is coming on Saturday. I don't want any pain inflicted on me. So let's go to Las Vegas. Good friend of the program, former pizza guy as well, our buddy, Max Payne Griffin. Max, how are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Excited for you. I'm excited for Saturday night, UFC 264. I guess, and I know that we've talked a lot about this, when you get a contract, do you get more excited when it's a name like Carlos Condit?
Oh, every time. It's not like a Debbie Downer, you know, like, it's like, oh my God, yeah, woo! Everyone in the restaurant was looking at me when I got the phone call. I didn't care. I accepted the fight on the phone. I was with my family. It was beautiful. I'm so excited to kick in it, Bill.
All right, I'm going to inflict pain on myself because I didn't start this chat properly. How are you? How is the family? And I guess more importantly, how's the baby?
I'm good. I'm well. You know, living my best life. Family's good. Baby's fat and happy, little ham. Lady's good. My other son, Julian's great. It's, life is blessed. Life is a blessing.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. Looking forward to discussing a whole lot more with you when I land in Vegas tomorrow. Let's go back again, you know, to Carlos Condit. We've talked numerous times. And you're always excited to have a fight. You're always excited, no matter who it is. But a what's the word they call Chris Leben, Matt? A pioneer. A pioneer.
Legend of the sport, you know.
You know, you and I have talked, and Matt and I have talked. Legend to me is one of the most overrated words. He may fall into that, but he's definitely a pioneer. I got excited when you told me that you're fighting Carlos Condit.
Man, I mean, yeah, to me, he's a living legend. He's been there from the beginning. You know, I've been a big fan of his since I've seen him first fight in the WEC when he used to walk and pace and mean mug the camera. I remember being young, I was like, oh, I want to fight that guy. And then it comes full circle, man. Dreams come true, and I get to fight him on the biggest card of the year. Go figure.
Max, a lot of times, you know, athletes have told us basically what you just said, and, you know, sometimes, you know, they go out there and they have a victory. Sometimes they go out and they don't. And one of the first things they say is, well, I respected him too much. I looked up to him too much. How do you block that?
This man is trying to take money from my family. He's trying to take money from me. He's trying to, we're not cool anymore. I actually had a check with my mental coach, Janie Patterson. She said, Max, hold on. You were a fan. You know, you did respect him. Right now, he's my enemy. And he's trying to take food off my family's table. So, I'm no longer a fan. That's done. He's just a body. And after I finish him, then I'll take a picture. Then I'll, you know, then I'll get his autograph. But right now, all that shit's out the window. So excuse my French.
Ship. For those tuning in, Max said ship. S-H-I-P. Ship.
Hey, Max. So look, man, you know, I came from the entrepreneurial world, the pizza industry. And those guys like Philip Rowe, they're doing beatbox, and you got guys like Sugar Sean O'Malley that are outside the UFC making money. You know, like, what do you do outside of fighting? Like, what's next for you, like, to raise your family and to give them the best life? Are you doing anything else outside of just fighting right now, or are you going to build anything for the future?
Yeah, no, I got my CBD company. I have my cannabis business coming out after this fight. I do a lot of stuff with the kids, like nonprofits and different charitable events. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on with that. A lot of opportunities I'm creating, and a little bit of real estate kind of stuff. Just trying to get my hands in everything. But I like commentating. I like talking. I like using my voice. You know, I'm a character, bro. So I need to use it. So I'm getting into some good stuff. Getting into a lot of good stuff.
So you're the next Joe Rogan podcast?
We have actually some stuff brewing on some really big stuff, bro. Actually, really, 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 really big stuff. Like major, major sports podcast kind of stuff that I can't talk about yet. But it's in the motion. It's major. Like NFL kind of stuff. Like big time. Like NBA. Like this guy's control.
Big
stuff.
We'll have a lot of stuff coming. Is all of these outside projects, if they do, you know, come to fruition and everything happens, would you walk away from fighting earlier than maybe you're anticipating?
No. I love fighting. Fighting first. And I'm getting better. You know, I'm having more fun. I'm doing bigger fights. I'm going to take this thing on. And everything else is kind of on the side. Like, I have so many opportunities going on. My mental coach really had to be like, hold on, Max. You have too many irons in the fire right now. You know, I got like a MMA management company coming out. All this different stuff. There's all kinds of different stuff that I'm working on. But once I got Carlos Condit's name, my management team had to kind of take the reins, you know, So not everything stops, but I have a team that works with me and does all my stuff, all my contracts, all my sponsorships, organizes everything for me, and I just kind of say yes or no. But you got to focus on solely on this Carlos Condit fight, and then you know my opportunities will be tenfold after this victory.
So Max, talk about the mental coach. Like, how big is that in the fight game nowadays compared to like training from yesteryear?
Honestly, it's major for me. Major for me. These last two fights that I've had, these two nasty finishes, were with my new mental coach. So, you know, a lot of it is me being authentic. I know I put too much pressure on myself. You know, I've had some losses that I didn't lose, and you lose two straight, they catch you, so there's a lot of pressure. And you know, you get tense, you get tight, you get kind of stiff. So we had to really get back to what makes me, and that's being authentic, having a good time, enjoying everywhere that I'm at in my life, having a good time and training like that, right? Mm-hmm. And it translated. So arguably not, no, there's no argument. These last two fights have been my best performances of my career. First, the Ramiz Fahimai when I took the man's ear, and then smoking Song Kinan in 2 minutes. This next victory, this Saturday, will again be my next best performance with me.
How much input, Max, does your entire team have on your next tattoo?
That's a great question.
I have an idea. I know what I'm going to get. I know what I'm going to do.
So, UFC 264, Saturday night, full arena at T-Mobile. Do you have to kind of prepare for that? You know, having fights with no crowd, now having this crowd that we're going to have Saturday night, is that something you have to kind of be careful and not get too amped out too early?
Yeah, but the interesting thing to me is that, to me, it feels like it's not a big deal. Like, I fought on Conor. My first fight was on the Conor card, UFC 202, when he fought Nate Diaz the second time. I mean, I've been on these major cards, and, you know, the people could, like, suck your energy, bro. Like, the crowd, it's crazy, there's chaos, but now I'm in a different place where I don't even really care who's there or there's, like, the magnitude of how big it is. To me, it just feels like I'm going to go beat somebody up in a few days.
I'm going to need to hang out for a couple minutes when I get to Vegas, because you just made a very important point about, you know, that they can suck the energy. And Matt kind of sucks the energy out of me. So I'm going to need you to teach me how to block that out from that.
Hey, Max, in that case, I'm open for co-hosting for your next project. Just let me know.
It's a long line, brother.
I'm sure. All right, so, you know, let's talk about for a minute or so the task at hand. Legendary name, pioneer of the sport. You're going to get in there on Saturday night. What can we expect to see?
Well, he hasn't been finished in, like, either, I think, 7 fights or hasn't been knocked out before or something. People were saying all this stuff, but I'm going to finish him. Everyone's saying, you know, he hasn't been finished. Can't be finished. Kind of a challenge for me, but I'm not gonna try. I'm not gonna try to finish him. I am gonna try to finish him, but I'm not gonna push it. It's just gonna kind of happen. I have too much firepower. I have too many weapons. I hit way too hard. I mean, I knocked someone's ear off their body, and that's never been done. And then if you've seen how hard Song Kinan hit the cage when I hit him, he almost broke through the cage. So I got energy. It's not just power. I don't lift the most weight. I have some special in me, you guys. I got that tea, I got that energy, bro, and I've been using it. So, I'm better than I was before. I'm faster, I'm smarter, I'm more confident, and I'm grateful for this position, and I'm going to capitalize. I mean, I could have been on any other card, on any other position, but I'm the main prelim on the biggest fight of the year. So,
main card. You're right.
His time's over.
Now it's pain time.
Yeah, his time's over. It's more than just a nickname. The UFC did a little cool post yesterday. Max Payne is more than a nickname. That's on their Instagram. pretty cool video they show. And they usually don't, they're not allowed to share their video. Like, the algorithm and stuff, I don't like it, but they sent me a video to share. So, they know what's up.
Good stuff. Before I let you go, I know that you've got a nice line of merchandise. I've seen it on your Instagram. How can people get a hold of some, if there's any left?
I know. We ran out of swords. We ran out of stuff. But MacPainStore.com. Simple as that. MacPainStore.com. Get what you can. We'll probably re-up after this but
it's
why you're saying you got
it. It's a good problem to have, to be, you know, out of merchandise. Max, as always, thank you very much for your time. I will see you tomorrow when I get to Vegas. Again, we'll send you another care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as I'm going to hand deliver the DeBras earbuds. So typically we mail them out. I'll bring them with me in the backpack, and I will give them to you before the fight on Saturday. As always, thank you. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday, but I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you both. Have a wonderful day, and see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. That is Max Griffin back in action Saturday night, UFC 264. Matthew, the main event of the prelims, and it's not just any name. It's Max Payne and Carlos Condit. Can't wait. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff. So we'll be right back.
Leaving home out on the road. I've been down before.
Hey, this is David Green, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
sacrifice.
You're willing to sacrifice our love.
I feel like I am cold as ice on a regular basis. What a perfect song. I'm not gonna say publicly what happened yesterday and today, but I'll give you a call later. I'll fill you in. I'm cold as ice.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I definitely am.
Wife's a first care. I mean, she can help you out. She's a first responder and healthcare worker. Can she warm your heart up?
Well, she always warms my heart up, but yeah, no. Want to thank Max Griffin. He's going to get at it with Carlos Condit. I got excited, and I said that, you know, when we chatted with him. You know, Carlos Condit, the Robbie Lawler fight alone, you know, puts him in any category that you do want to put him in. I'm going to pass on the other one. I was going to rip something else, but we won't. So the mayor also said to the Tampa Bay Lightning, take it easy on the Canadians. Let's bring Game 5 home. Now, I understand her saying that.
They need the revenue.
The revenue, let's celebrate at home, even though I think if you were to ask 96.4% of athletes, they would rather celebrate on enemy territory. That's the ultimate you-know-what. Yeah, it's cool to be at home, but you know, I honestly believe that so many fans believe that the athletes, I mean, they like fans. I'm not trying to say they don't, but kind of like what Max just said about the crowd there. You know, we've talked to numerous fighters. Greg Hardy, you know, his comment about if you need fans there, you're not a real fighter, you're not a real athlete. You know, so you block that out. So I think a lot of times fans think there's more of an attachment. So I would think the old Oakland Raider kind of mentality. What better place to raise the cup and skate around and stick it in the face of everybody than to do it on enemy ice, enemy, you know, land, enemy courts, whatever. Sure. But I understand the mayor saying it, but a lot of people have been blasting her for numerous reasons, not just this comment. But with it now being legal to gamble on the sport, it does kind of look bad. You can't do that. You can't say that. Not that it ever would, but it just kind of raises eyebrows when somebody in that position says, yeah, why don't you throw the game?
Right, right. Just throw that bone away. Just come back home. We'll win it here. We'll celebrate you at home. I agree.
And let's be honest, there has been a couple times, and they showed it on Monday night, where a team down 0-3 has stormed back. You know, in many sports, remember the Red Sox against the Yankees. It can happen. Sure. It's not going to happen in this case, trust me, because I truly believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that the Mighty Ducks with the dude with the knuckle puck in goal would beat the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I saw a Facebook meme that said, like, the earth is covered by 70% water. The rest is covered by Volosky, the goalie for the Lightning.
Well, I'm glad you deciphered who it was, because that presentation, you know, obviously wasn't proper. So thank you for telling us that was the Lightning goalie. But you know, we've heard that before. You know, we heard it with Gretzky. We've heard it with, you know, numerous goaltenders. Patrick Waugh, you know, who was at the game. You know, I don't remember if it was Friday or Monday, but when they had a couple of the Canadian legends. But tonight will be a lot of fun. You know, I think they blow them out. I think they win pretty easily. They should have won the game on Monday. Some really flukes. They are the much better team. And how would you like to be the Vegas Knights? Blowing, you know, that the series, you know, they could have been in a decent series. They could have made this a decent series. But all right, so let me ask you, which would you rather, if you were a fan, would you rather a competitive six-game victory, seven-game nail-biter like when they won it the first time, or would you rather a four-game sweep blowout?
Oh, man. I mean, that's... I mean, if I'm a true fan, I want true domination in every aspect. I don't want to go five rounds. I want a first round knockout, 8 seconds or whatever. You know, total domination. But if I'm a sport purist and I love the gameplay, then of course I want the back and forth, the tied series, 3-3 going into the seventh. You want the buzzer beater at the end for the dramatical climax. So, I mean, I'll take her either. I mean, on the same token, though, the city of Tampa, most of the fans aren't Tampa fans. They're all from somewhere else. So it kind of is like winning on foreign ice.
I'm going to disagree with that. I'm willing to bet you tonight that it's going to be predominantly, if not 80% Lightning fans.
They're winning. That's because they won last year. Now everybody's a fan. Got a jersey.
That's true. Well, I'm not going. I'm going tonight, and I'm not going to be in a Lightning jersey or anything Lightning.
What about a Lightning sweater?
I will not be in either one of those.
What about a Lightning thong?
I'm thinking about being in Lightning flip flops.
They should do the Lightning thong, you know, since it's Florida and the beaches. And you've never seen that in hockey.
And Big Nasty, you know, modeling it.
I don't know which is worse, him or Mega Cowboy.
Just so you know, the picture of the two of you was very disturbing and disgusting.
Oh, come on. Look, that was an epic photo. I don't know how many people actually get to wear the guitar and the hat, but I'm probably a very small percentage of the population that have ever been honored that by the Mega Cowboy.
I'm surprised he didn't take his undies off and let you wear those too.
I think he tried. He was petitioning for it.
There was too many police around, and that was probably the problem.
But it was a great day, great chance to catch up with a true icon, a New York City landmark in the flesh, Robert Berick, otherwise known as Naked Cowboy. And got some big works in the project, so you'll see more of the Naked Cowboy in Tampa as he comes to town, and I'll tell you more about it.
Yeah, trust me, I won't, and that's fine.
I'll bring him to your house. We're going to serenade you from the front yard.
All right. Perfect time to go to a break. That's not much I want to hear about that. Coming to you live from the dungeon and Knucklehead in New York City somewhere. We'll talk more about his trip. What we found out from our good friends at Wicked Good Cupcake. Well, we will run down his entire last week since last time we spoke. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. Thanks, Steph.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products. And pick up a pair today.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back hanging out in the dungeon in Tampa Bay. Matthew up in New York City. Before we get to your trip, who has done more commercials, Peyton Manning or Shaquille O'Neal?
Ooh, man, you got to say Shaquille. He's got the safe auto. You know, he's got the general auto. He's got the rubbing cream, icy hot. He's got the printer cartridges. I mean, he's on everything. Papa John's. He's all over the place.
I like the one where they find him as Sasquatch, and he's like, "I'll be ready in a minute. My skunk's almost done."
Yeah. Well, what about Peyton Manning shouting out his mom, Olivia Manning, saying that if it wasn't for Olivia, then Tom Brady would have 11 rings.
I saw that. But we've talked about this before. One of the funniest things. This is kind of what turned Peyton Manning. You know, Peyton Manning. You know, was kind of always thought of as Mr. Square, Mr. Never Having a Good Time, kind of like Tom Brady. And Tom Brady changed that by, you know, heaving the Stanley Cup, or not the Stanley Cup, the Lombardi Trophy. But what kind of started the Peyton Manning was when he was doing his open monologue on Saturday Night Live many years ago. And he introduced himself, and I know we've talked about this before. And he comes out and he goes, "I'd like to introduce myself. My name's Peyton Manning," and he runs down everything Peyton did. "My younger brother, Eli, everything that Eli's done. My older brother, Cooper, blah, 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 blah. Of course, everybody knows my dad, Archie, and everything he did. And my mom, what a disappointment."
Okay.
it truly was. It was pretty funny.
Well, I mean, speaking of Tom Brady, it was savage for the 4th of July. He congratulated the Kansas City Chiefs fans that they're finally able to let go of the fireworks that they've been holding on since the Super Bowl.
and then there was a clip that he just showed. He was on the golf course. I don't know if that's when they did that big two-on-two thing. And he was talking to Gronkowski. You know, they would always patch in these other guys in the middle of this two-on-two. And he goes, "Yeah, I'm about 30 yards away from Aaron Rodgers, the leader of, well, at least I think he was the leader of the Green Bay Packers."
He's such a savage, but who else can do it? I mean, there's nobody but Tom Brady that can do what Tom Brady does.
It really was pretty fun. It just his total reaction and everything was funny. All right, so last Wednesday, 7 days ago, I don't know how many hours that is, how many minutes, you came to us live. I believe it was from Cleveland, right?
Last week, I believe I was in Detroit.
Detroit. Was Cleveland the week before?
Cleveland was the day after the radio show. That was on Thursday.
See, I can't keep up. All right, so last week you were in Detroit.
Yeah.
You went and saw Seth and Les Gold at the pawn store.
I did.
What did you do after that, before leading up to you being in Times Square in New York City now?
We went to Cleveland and checked in downtown Cleveland. And I always thought Cleveland was kind of like the armpit of America, I'll be honest. I didn't really have any reason to go there or any reason to want to go there. But I got to say, man, we had a great time in Cleveland. The Detroit Tigers were in town playing the Cleveland Indians as a doubleheader because of the rain out the day before. Downtown was great. The food was amazing. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then we went to the market, the arcade right there in downtown. And I met the jeweler, who is a jeweler to the stars. And actually, turns out he says that he was offered the TV show before Les and Seth got the show, Hardcore Pawn, in Detroit. So we had a great time in Cleveland. We left there. We went to New Hampshire. Stayed with my family for 2 days. Met some cousins that I didn't know previously. They opened up their home to us. Had an amazing time in New Hampshire. Drove over to Maine. Had to have a fresh lobster from the cold waters of the Atlantic Ocean. And then drove down to your stomping grounds, the place that you used to call home, Boston. Went and toured the Navy cell up there and just across the bridge. It was just a great time. We had an amazing time in Boston, Beantown, historical city, great sports town. Truly, people were upset that my wife wore a Tampa Bay Lightning jacket to the fireworks display. They are diehard Bruin fans. And they were not happy that the lightning bolts were prevalent in their town. And then we moseyed our way down to the Big Apple. And I'll be honest, it is hard to leave New York City. This is a place that I call home, a place that everybody knows my name. Oh, no, that was cheers.
That's Boston.
But I am also in a place that everybody knows my name as the Naked Pizza Man. And I returned to my old stomping grounds from my 2010 bike ride from Florida to New York City. And it's just been an epic trip. My kids are having a ball. And just a trip of a lifetime.
I can't wait for them to get home and then not want to be here. They're like, I'm not going to school.
Marla asked if we could get an apartment in New York. I told her yes. So I had to break that news to my wife later. But, I mean, look, I'll be honest. I kind of outgrew Tampa St. Pete. You know, I'm ready for the big show. I'm ready for this life. So I could call this home, especially since I could do the radio show remotely and on the go. Just meet you in Vegas for fight nights. This would not be a bad life.
That's awesome. I can put the help wanted sign out tonight.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still part of the show.
But that's pushing it.
But no, I did talk to the street performers. I got to be a part of the acrobatic show in Times Square. It turns out the local connection to Tampa at Clearwater Beach, Pier 60, at sunset every night, there's the street performers that come out just like they do in Times Square. And Danny and Q, who are the performers at Clearwater Beach for the last 25 years, they trained all these new street performers up here in Times Square. They all know Danny. They all know Q. They treated me like family. They made me part of their show. And they want me to bring the GNAT up to New York to make it a centerpiece for a show, a specialist event kind of thing. So if you want to take a road trip, Randy Harris, we're going straight north, I-95.
Oh, I was interested until you said we.
I will meet you in New York City.
Or I'll do this. I'll admit this. I'll go with you if we can use your wife's credit card.
Well, it's a little hot right now. It's a little heavy. I don't lift weights anymore. I just have to lift the bills from the credit cards.
I can't wait to see it. I truly can't wait for you to show me what this bill is going to be. Probably all worth it. You know, it would be worth you having to finally work and get a job to pay for what you've been doing over the past couple weeks. But yeah, I still can't wait to see
Let me break it down for you though. We're very frugal. My wife and I are very methodical with our decisions. Half of our trip, I've stayed at either family's houses or my client is a friend who gave me their beach house, their lake house in Michigan. So we've only had hotels for about 14 days. We did some camping in Arkansas that was just on the ground at campsites that cost nothing. We've stayed in cabins and log cabins at campgrounds and KOA for like $25 to $35 a night. That give you actual beds and like cabin style, like resort style living. And then when we're doing the price line, if you're willing to be flexible and you're willing to take chances and have risk, they do these incredible like last minute express deals. And we're getting four and a half star hotels for like $110 a night. Like right now, I'm sitting next to the Hilton Garden in Times Square. That should be $300-$400 a night. And we got it for $125. So most of them have free continental breakfast. So we're not spending money for food in the morning. We're paying either the extra $25 and doing the extended checkout at like 6 o'clock. So we get, you know, really 2 days at each city for one price.
Yeah.
So we're being efficient, we're smart, and we're maximizing our energy, and we're seeing America like firsthand, like landmarks and historical monuments and TV show locations. We went to the bridge in Central Park today where they filmed Home Alone 2. You know, so all these things that we're able to illustrate to our children and say, hey, look, when you see this on TV now, you've been there. Now you have a story and a reference point. And you know, if traveling the world the way you have, Randy, you know, there's nothing better than giving that gift of travel to your kids to enlighten them and to educate them about the world, right? So it's amazing. I'm blessed to be here and doing it.
Here's the difference between you being frugal, me being frugal, and a TV show about frugal, which I'll tell you about in a second. Sean and I, we went to cover a UFC in London. Then we went to Paris, and we rode one of those double-decker buses. We went to the Louvre, and we went to the Eiffel Tower. Well, let me rephrase that. We saw the Louvre, and we saw the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you get caught up in the tourist traps, and you're doing all the shows and all the tours and all the museums, you'll go broke in a week. But if you go to the sites and you do just the free lobbies and the free whatever they offer, you know, and I'm not going to lie, sometimes I throw the little radio thing around, like, hey, you know who I am? I'm kind of a big deal. Bada bing, bada boom, and, you know, doors open up. So
you don't have a problem lying.
I am media. I'm media. I'm not lying about media. I'm just lying about being a big deal. But the naked cowboy did give me his guitar and his hat to wear. And I don't think I've ever seen that before. So maybe I am a big deal, Randy Harris.
I'll be real honest with you. The chance of me touching the naked cowboy's hat, guitar, thong, or anything else is nil. But we ran across the TV show the other day. I think it was called Extreme Cheapskates. Cheapskates. I saw some things that were absolutely astonishing. There was one large family that would get in their van and they would drive down the interstates looking for roadkill.
Oh, wow.
They'd pick up the roadkill, they would take it home and cook it and eat it. And then the wife would make little trinkets out of the fur, like change purses, keychains, rabbit's feet, just unbelievable. One guy would go to the gas station bathroom to fill up their water tank.
Huh.
One guy would go and get all the free packets of ketchup and put it into his own little thing so he didn't have to spend the $1.29. The guy would go haggle. You think we haggle. The guy was putting together his anniversary party and went and haggled for out-of-stock balloons. So at his anniversary party, it said going out of business sale. 2-for-1 sale. And then he got it. Then he got them cheaper because he said, I'm not paying for the air. I'll go home and blow them up myself.
Wow.
You need to check it out.
See, so we're not that cheap, but I do watch those. I've seen those extreme couponing shows where people go to the store to get double coupons and buy one, get one free. And I mean, they'll end up getting $500 worth of groceries for like $50. So if you work the system the right way, yeah, you can do a lot for, you know, little money.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, let's go hit our final break of hour number one. When we come back, we can look at some of the other fights that are coming up this Saturday, UFC 264. Second hour, we'll address the Ultimate Fighter last night. T-City up 4-1 going into last night. Now, obviously, we know it's 4-2. Is everything changing? We'll be talking to Ricky and Dan later on in the second hour. More shenanigans. Me from the dungeon. Matt from Times Square. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back, closing out number one. Before we get Matt to run down a fight or two that he is looking forward to not seeing on Saturday night, who is the guy dressed up as a race car driver? Who's he allegedly pretending to be?
That's Alejandro Capen, Capen from Mexico.
Yeah. And how come the girls are not wearing his helmet and shin pads?
Well, good luck. You got to meet somebody, man. Not all the stars give up their gear unless you're the naked cowboy or unless you're the naked pizza man. But no, I think I'm going to be a street performer in Times Square. That's my good. Next job.
Good. I can't wait.
I'm going to need Steve Lene to drive me up here, you know, on the weekends.
I think, I'll tell you what, I will help if I can pick the circus costume.
You want to make the banana hammock?
No, I ain't doing that. Trust me. We're going to put you in like a big head, a big duck head. You know, and you can go out there and, you know, you can beg for the dollars. But you have to be totally covered in the most ridiculous outfit.
I mean, that's pretty much what I do voluntarily. I mean, I don't... Have you seen my naked pizza man outfit?
Trust me, no. It won't even say the word. Why would I say that I've seen the outfit? All right, enough about the ridiculousness that doesn't matter. Did you pull up the card? Is there any fight that you are looking forward to? You know, as much as the main event, which hopefully will be quick so I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got even the prelim card is stacked. I mean, you've got Carlos Condit, Max Griffin in the welterweight division. You know, the fight before that's going to be your welterweight, Nico Price, Florida kid, fighting Michael Pereira, whatever. I don't know how to say it. Ryan Hall versus something else. Look, here's the point. The point is Nico Price is fighting. He's coming off of a disqualification, I think. Oh, wasn't his last fight a no contest?
No, wasn't it a draw?
Yeah, like a no contest for some technicality, right? Like something stupid. Your prelim card stacked. You got Jessica Eye fighting. You know, you got a stack card, Jim from Maya. I mean, anytime you got a Maya fighting in a combat sport, you know it's going to be a great fight.
All right. It's like saying every Silva Brazilian is like Anderson.
Pretty much. I mean, if your name's Silva and you fight, you got the expectations higher, right?
Yeah, probably. You know, but it doesn't mean, because it's certainly not true, that every Smith in the United States, you know, is like Anthony.
Correct. But the point is if you have a big name and it's from the same region of the world and that person's an international star, you're going to get looks at just because of the name recognition. And if you can perform and you can put on a great show and show your talent, you're going to get more opportunities than somebody that has to build all that platform themselves.
All right. So then my goal is to find a Brazilian named Silva, whether it's Jennifer or whether it's my buddies David and Daniel Vieira Silva, I will make a shirt that says, my name is Silva. No, not that Silva.
There you go. Well, I mean, look, it's all about recognition. I mean, look, like Philip Rowe, the UFC fighter, he is the one who is the Philly Fresh kid. You know, he built his whole image based on Will Smith and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, but and then today...
But he's not even from Philly, though.
but he looks like Fresh Prince, and he looks like Will Smith, and so there's similarity. So it gives him a fan base, because people who like Will Smith and the Fresh Prince automatically will follow him as a fighter. And then today, or maybe it was yesterday, he went on Twitter and Facebook to talk about Sugar Sean O'Malley copying his style, wearing the same kind of, you know, rain hat looking thing, and wearing the custom basketball jersey with the name on it. And so he was criticizing Sugar Sean O'Malley for copying his style, but yet, you know, he built this whole platform off of Will Smith's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So but as long as you get looks, and as long as you get notoriety, and as long as you can perform, that's the name of the game.
Definitely true. And again, that's what separates, you know, honestly, you from me. You know, I don't look for that. Yes, you need it. Yes, you should do it. But, you know, I was just talking to somebody earlier today on how much I'm not looking to do all that stuff. I'm not looking forward to getting on a plane tomorrow morning, you know, and flying to Vegas. It'll be cool once I get there, but I'm already looking and can't wait for my first class seat to sit in on the way back.
Oh, how do you get first class?
I told you the story. I'll tell you again. Maybe this time you'll listen. So my dilemma was 45,000 miles on American Airlines to return Sunday morning at 0:30. So 12:30 Sunday morning, 45,000 miles. Or I could leave Saturday night at 11:59, kind of like what happened in Denver. I may miss it. I may not. 11:59, 25,000 miles in first class.
Yeah, you got to do the first class.
Yeah, tell me how the fight is.
Yeah, but I mean, you could always tell them, like, hey, you know, I work with a Naked Pizza Man. They may just let you wear the captain's hat and fly the plane.
Or they may not let me on the plane.
This has happened before as well.
Yeah.
I have been stranded in many places.
So, no, not only do I not call you that, I would never say those words together. I have stopped putting Dave Manley on because he continues to call you that.
I love that guy. Dave Manley is the best.
I have ended my friendship with him because he continues to call you that stupid name.
Wow. I mean, when he makes the Naked Pizza Man figurine, I'm going to give you the first autographed copy.
I would say that I would end my friendship with you over that name, but
we're not really friends.
We're really not friends. I can't find anybody worse than you to put on the show to keep us at the same level.
Well, yeah, you like to be consistent. Consistently the same.
All right, so you're looking at the card. Main card looks good. Obviously, the main event of the prelim, everything looks good. But again, what I'm going to be curious about is two things. One, when I'm sitting with the G-Man, Ron Gerard, the first fight, the second fight, I'm not as interested, to be honest, in what's going to happen in the octagon. I'm always looking at outside the octagon. So there have been limited fans, but there's been the Arizona, there's been the one Texas, and the one Jacksonville. This will be obviously now the T-Mobile. So it's just the start of the return. And I want to see if that stadium is full for the first fight. We know it won't be. But I'm willing to take the gamble that it'll be filled more Saturday night than in the past. Not by much. Not by much, but I do think it will be a little. And the problem is, you know, it's difficult to use Vegas as that point, that starting point. You know, people are on the strip. People are in the casinos. People are, you know, it's almost back. You know,
I think you'll be surprised. I we were in Times Square yesterday, and although it's not as full as it once was, it felt like New York City. You know, people not wearing masks and just being close together. Boston was the same way. The fireworks show, thousands of people crowded in one grassy knoll. You know, in the lawn there at the Frog Pond in Boston. So I think you're gonna be surprised how similar or normal Vegas feels when you get back out there. And I think the stadium will fill up. I think fight fans especially, they're courageous, they're bold, they're not afraid of the virus. I think you're going to see a packed arena out there at T-Mobile.
I do too, but again, not for the first fight. I think it'll be more than normal but it still won't be packed for the first fight. And you're right, Vegas is coming back, because the first thing I'm going to do after the press conference tomorrow is I'm headed to Caesars for the buffet.
You are, I mean, I'm telling you, Randy, we should start a buffet hall of fame. I mean, you would, it would be a legendary thing for you to leave a legacy behind for your family. And, yeah, and then people, when they have the Harris name behind it, they're like, oh, and it has clout, you know, it gives a foundation for your family.
That's five microphones. So, like, if it's really good, it'll be five little microphones. You know, that
I would do turkey legs. You have five turkey legs.
Well, I'm sure somebody does that, but it's so ironic that you mentioned turkey legs, because I know we have to hit this break, but when we come back and we reach out to last night's competitors, we'll first be speaking to Daniel Argieta, who is from, I believe, the Houston area. One of the two guys, Ricky's from Houston. So we're going to talk to Ricky in the second hour about the very famous turkey leg place, restaurant in Houston. Well, it's really not a restaurant. It's, I don't even know what you would call it. It's similar to maybe Ferg's.
Okay, you know, it's like a sidewalk cafe.
Yeah, it's just as
outdoor,
much,
indoor.
Exactly. An hour and a half to get your turkey leg done, which is kind of crazy. All right, I know we're over, so let's hit this break. When we come back, more shenanigans. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Cell. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Good news in Florida as Tropical Storm Elsa is weakening. Its winds are now 50 miles per hour over northern Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
There are reports of flooded roads and trees down. Don't drive your vehicle into standing water. Be aware of fallen or hanging power lines. Don't approach or touch the power line.
The Coast Guard says it rescued 13 people when their boat capsized yesterday off Key West. The storm now creeps north.
I'm Jim Krasulik in Tar Heel, North Carolina. Get ready. That's what coastal residents of Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, and Maryland are being told ahead of Tropical Storm Elsa. It's expected to bring heavy rain, high winds, and the threat of tornadoes as it moves across the southeast and mid-Atlantic. There will be a high rip current risk and storm surge at the beaches.
46 people are confirmed dead in the Surfside, Florida building collapse. County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says 94 people are still missing.
Every single victim uncovered is somebody's child, somebody's mother, somebody's teacher, somebody's colleague, a classmate, a best friend. Our hearts break for those who are mourning and for those who are waiting and waiting.
Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, was assassinated in his own home today, his wife critically injured. CBS's Stephen Portnoy on what President Biden is saying as he heads to the Midwest to talk infrastructure.
Before he departed for a trip to Illinois, the president had this to say about the assassination.
You need a lot more information, but it's very worrisome about the state of Haiti.
In a written statement, the president expressed his shock and sadness, and he added the U.S. stands ready to assist Haiti. He didn't say how.
The L.A. Dodgers have suspended merchandise connected with its top pitcher, who was under investigation for possible sexual assault.
Trevor Bauer, one of baseball's top pitchers, is currently on administrative leave. He's been accused by a 27-year-old woman of beating and choking her during a sexual encounter. Police are investigating. Bauer maintains his innocence, but now the L.A. Dodgers have stopped selling Bauer merchandise. Also, Trevor Bauer bobblehead night set for August 19th has been canceled. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Actor and director Robert Downey Sr. has died. His son, Robert Downey Jr., posts to Instagram, "Dad passed peacefully in his sleep after years of enduring the ravages of Parkinson's." He made a name for himself in satires like 1969's Putney Swope.
We all voted for him.
Robert Downey Sr. was 85. The Dow is up 86. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
What if I told you you could save 50?
Now, you need this stuff.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back. I'm in the dungeon. Matt is up there in Times Square. How much longer will you stay in New York? Okay, well, maybe Matt's not in Times Square. Maybe he got booted off. Maybe they actually kicked him out of the lobby. That
I'm here. I'm here.
How much longer are you going to stay in New York City?
Oh, wait, I'm here. We leave at 4 o'clock. We're heading straight to the city of brotherly love.
And plans there other than going to see Sly on the big statue?
So happy birthday, 75th birthday to Sly Sylvester Stallone yesterday. So, yes, we'll be in his hometown. Not his hometown, but the city he made famous.
Well, no, it is his. Wait a second. It is his hometown. It's the hometown of Rocky Balboa. Sly Stallone may not be from Philadelphia, from the mean streets of Kensington, but Rocky Balboa is.
But I'm meeting up with the Travis the Animal Thompson, BKFC fighter. We're going to run the Rocky Steps tomorrow sometime in the afternoon. And if we get a chance to check out the BKFC headquarters, we'll try to venture that way. But if not, we're going to just stay down on South Street and just do, you know, the Liberty Bell and all the things that Philly has to do.
And how long will you be in Philly?
In just 24 hours. I don't think we'll stay there very long. Unless it's unreal. I mean, the best part about where we're doing this trip is if we love a place, we stay longer. If we don't love a place, we take off sooner. So every day is kind of the same routine. We get there at check-in around 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We drop our bags. We go out and explore the city. We have dinner. We walk around. We stay out late. We sleep in. We get up. We do breakfast. We check out, and we explore the city. And if we stay another night. If not, we keep it moving. So if Philly is as great as you say it is, then maybe we'll stay 2 or 3 days.
Well, there's definitely a lot of things to do there, but you know, you have to get out. Obviously, you could spend hours just in the Reading Terminal. Of course, that's just eating, but that's right up my alley. All around Broad Street, South Street, the museums that are there. There's a very famous jail there, believe it or not. Strongly recommend maybe doing the double-decker bus where you can get on and get off. Because it takes you to the jail. It'll take you to the museum. It takes you through the parks. I never even knew that jail was there. But Al Capone was once in. I believe it was Al Capone. And if you go there, it's all blocked off. And that's a jail that he was in. A jail cell. A lot to do in Philly. When should you leave Philly, where are you headed?
And after that, it'd be D.C. Be in the nation's capital. And then head down to Wilmington, North Carolina. And then Hilton Head, South Carolina, St. Augustine, and then back to the Sunshine State. Formerly, if it's still there, I mean, yesterday you guys had a tropical storm Elsa come through. Like, what's the report on the ground down there? What's everybody fared okay?
Yeah, everything seems to be fine. It didn't really hit too bad. Of course, it hit late at night. So I don't know about much destruction, but, you know, I don't watch the news. I don't really keep up on a lot of that stuff, so I don't know. I've been preparing, you know, all day for this broadcast, you know, here in the dungeon. So I don't know, but I don't think it was anywhere near as bad as what they thought or what they expected. So all good. No worries. And so it be. So let's talk about the Olympics. And your thoughts on the runner with the 30-day suspension?
Well, which side do you want me to take? I mean, I could take the stance that you have, which is these are the rules. You're an athlete in this sport. If you don't like the rules, don't play the sport. So I'm okay with the suspension for the respect of the rules of the governing body. But, I mean, as a guy who's open-minded, it's a stupid foul. There's no performance enhancing, you know, medicinal properties for marijuana.
All right, we'll get back to it. Hold on a second. We'll get back to it because, you know, we never want to keep guests waiting.
Of course.
We talked to some of the fighters coming up on Saturday for UFC 264. Now let's go back to last night, which is really going back, you know, a couple months, and welcome one of the fighters from last night, Dan Argueta. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let's get right into it. Last night's episode, how long have you guys been in the house to that point?
About 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Okay. Talk to us, you know, and I know that they've shown some of this, you know, over the past 6 weeks. Walk us through. You get the phone call. You make the plans. You go out to Vegas. You quarantine. You walk up to the house. Kind of walk us through that whole process.
Well, man, you know, the process for me started back in November. You know, that was the first time I put my first interview out and or my first application. And, you know, every couple of weeks you would hear something from the producers of The Ultimate Fighter. You know, and then a couple of weeks you go by, you wouldn't hear anything. You'd be like, oh, man, did they start already? Like, you know, it became nerve-wracking. You didn't know if